This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. George Armstrong Custer had political ambitions, all the way up to the presidency. But unfortunately, he approached politics the way he did a battle. He saw the enemy and attacked.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
There was probably no more paradoxical character than George Armstrong Custer. He was always in the front of his troops in battle. Away from the battlefield, he was a strutting peacock. He would kill a man without a thought, but he would risk his life for a stray animal. He had a soft spot for Indians, but he would wipe out any Indian that stood in his way to glory. In addition to all of this, Custer had political ambitions, all the way up to the presidency. In 1876, Grant was president. He was a great military man, but a poor president. The Bureau of Indian Affairs was particularly corrupt, with Indian agents becoming wealthy from starving the Indians. Grant was a Republican and Custer a Democrat. And there was no front runner to replace Grant. On the sly, Custer secretly sent dirt to Eastern reporters. The Democrats pressed for hearings on the Indian Affairs problem. Knowing that Custer was writing articles against Grant using a pseudonym, they summoned Custer to testify. Using the same tactics he used in battle, on April 18, Custer charged headlong into the fray. Custer not only answered questions, he elaborated, even to the point of indicting Orville Grant, the president's brother. Although politics is war, it's a much more subtle war, and Custer was never known to be subtle. An angry President Grant relieved Custer of his command. Although Custer was able to beg and grovel before his superiors to get his command back, he surely learned that the Indians were easier to battle than politicians.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.